Millet ve Etin Çin. Members, and I think we've got only 5 members on the platform. So we can just wait for one member to join so that you can make a quorum and then you can elect the chairperson. Thank you, members. According to the rules, in the absence of the chairperson, the committee must elect one of its members as an acting chair. Okay, yes, Mama Macho.
Good morning, sisters, and then good morning, members of the portfolio committee, or officials present, deputy ministers and minister present, if they're present. I'm here to stand and nominate the name of Honorable Dr. Tlhapi to share the meeting.
Thank you, Mama Mas. Any second, members?
Yes, Mama Kaka.
Yes, Mama.
Is Honorable Chata here? I stand to second the nomination of Dr. Tlhapi to chair the portfolio committee of the of December. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mama Chete. Any further nominations, members? None. So, Dr. Chote, it is not Dr. Tlhapi, you have elected the executive chair of this meeting today. Thank you very much, Mente. Oh,
I receive all be Dr. Sul. Thank you.
Thank you, honorable members, and thank you for the opportunity to chair this meeting today. The members passed before me for this agenda that we all have received. Let me take the opportunity to welcome you to today's meeting. Everyone who's in the platform, if members of executive are here, they're most welcome. And everybody who's here and following this meeting. Today, honorable members, also marks the memory of the passing of our founder of democratic government, and Utata Madiba Mandela passed on this day. So we remember him, and we wish that as honorable members and members of parliament, especially this portfolio committee, we continue to make efforts that whatever he stood for and he fought for trickle down and are realized by members of our communities down there. So we have also received an apology of the chairperson, who is busy with some issues of international importance as we speak. And can I also check if we have any apologies, Secretariat, besides the chair?
Thank you, sir. I've got 3 apologies, one from the minister and one from the director. And not available for the meeting due to other commitments. And that chap has joined the platform, but he's on travel, so he will be in and out of the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. As we note those apologies, honorable members, we have the agenda that we have received, items that we'll be dealing with, the consideration and adoption of the A list, consideration and adoption of the B bill, loss by loss, and consideration and adoption of the committee report on the plant health phytosanitary bill. That will be the first one. Then we will continue with consideration and adoption of the Deeds Registries Amendment Bill and the committee report thereof. We also have to consider and adopt the committee's and outstanding minutes that has been
recording in progress.
And lastly, we will table before this portfolio committee its annual report for consideration in the next term of 2024. So that will be the agenda for the meeting of today, honorable members, as we ask the secretariat or whoever is responsible to put up the phytosanitary bill for consideration and adoption, the A list first. We will know that on this one we will be considering those editorial. There were editorial amendments that were made. Can we check it out, the A list, the plant health bill?
I've made all that ma Shokwane to follow to present the English. So
Tama Shokwane, is it he from the Liga?
Yes, Chair.
Okay. Just put it up and we hand over to the legal team.
Good morning, Chairperson.
Morning, Dr. Njigela.
This is Sivuyo Njigela from the Legal Services.
Okay.
I am with my colleague, Lihotlo Mushokwa, who will be taking the committee through the proceedings. I don't know if Mr. Mushokwa is here. I don't see the state law advisor. Well, it could be that it might be. I would have loved to acknowledge the state law advisor if he's on the platform. Thank you very much, Chairperson, Mr. Mushokwa.
Very much, Mr. Njigela. Good morning, Honorable Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members and colleagues. Before us here is the A list. In the previous meeting, two areas of concern were identified. The first one being clause 15.6, which appears on page 12 of the bill, line 48. It was an editorial where subsection 5 should be substituted by subsection 3. The second one is clause 24.3, which appears on page 14 of the bill, line 35, where subsection 2 has to be substituted by subsection 2A. Those were the only two areas that needed to be amended. I thank you. I think that's the end of our presentation. Those are the only two. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Mushoko, honorable members. Those are the amendments as read, clause 15 and 6 and clause 24 and 3 for your consideration if we agree with those amendments that has been effected.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I stand to move for the adoption of those sections as agreed in the last meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Marshall. Any member? Are we agreeing, all of us? Agreed, honorable members. Those were the amendments. Okay.
Chair.
Isn't that the message?
Really, my sincere apology. I was cut. My sincere apology. I was cut off. Good morning, Chair and the colleagues. I was cut off in the basement. So there is a point that I wanted to make during last week's meeting. And I just want to go to the bill quickly. And obviously, you know, I picked up a little bit late. So
are you saying during last week?
Yeah, but I think I will maybe just make this point here. And I think it's an important point, Chair. Maybe if you mind giving me a chance. The powers of the minister in terms of Section 3, 1 and 2. These powers, obviously, you know, it talks about the minister may, on application, authorize a person, 3.2, authorize a person or juristic person to perform at the expense of the subject to control and instruction. I think I'm confusing.
My doctor, Chairperson. Point of order, Chair. If I hear my colleague, Honorable Masipa, correctly, he is saying it's a point that he wanted to raise in a meeting of last week, which was concluded, agreed upon, and resolved on that business of the day. Today is another meeting of which I am raising this point of order, Chair, because last week's meeting was concluded. And we can't come and have amendments or other issues that we say they were left off in a meeting that was concluded. Now, Chair, he can't raise issues of that is supposed to be in last week's meeting. I don't know what will be the relevance of them today. I don't think it's even, I think it has an element of being mischievous, Chair. Because that meeting has been concluded and done with. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Honorable Masipa. I'm still on the platform making a decision on the point of order that has been raised. That Honorable Chete is right. I have just presented the A list after deliberating on the motion of desirability that gave everybody, all the honorable members, a chance to amend the clauses. And you remember that even the content advisor, Bamkash, brought a point when we were on the other bill and we had to go back. Hence, we're sitting here today with the two clauses. So it's not going to help us much. When we come to meetings, let's ask our researchers to do their thorough job so that they advise us when we come here, we do what we're supposed to do. Now, I can't open this one again, like Honorable Chet is indicating. We have just agreed on the clauses. We need to adopt the A list so that we move to the B bill. I can't go back to that debate, your motion of desirability that allows to make amendments on the clauses. Amxesha called a point of order or exigency then to say, I would want to you to look into that and ask the department or the legal team to look into those. And we agreed at that point. Hence, we bring only two clauses. I cannot return this now again and want to add something on this process. I gave you so that honorable members that are here must bring that point of order. I didn't want to cut you off on that one. It's not going to be possible to chair like that. And even when I yourself, you are confused, you don't know if that is the one that you wanted to raise. I'm listening and you're stuck with it. So the train has moved from the platform that the horses have bolted. You can't go back to this one again. And we then adopt the A-list, the honorable members, with those clauses that has been agreed to.
Chair, do you allow me to make my last point?
No, I'm not allowing you in that domestic because it's taking us back to where we were closed. Even the minutes that are here today that are going to be adopted are reflecting what we discussed. I can't go back, unfortunately.
So freedom of speech is being now denied. Thank you, Chair.
My hand is up.
Order, Chairperson. Order, Chairperson.
I'm calling for order. Honorable Chair, my order is that the Honorable Member Masiba would like to make a dialogue on this platform, of which we are not going to allow him to do that. We can come here and act like a city. We must be having freedom of speech, even when we do mistakes. That is a daily mistake, cousin. What you are doing is not right. We are passing on this one. Chair, I'm moving for the adoption of the A-list that we have. Thank you.
Thanks, Honorable Marshall. Honorable Chair, do you still want to come in?
Yes, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I wanted to comment on the comment that was made by Honorable Masipa that freedom of speech is not allowed. Of course, freedom of speech is allowed. You are out of order. As I indicated earlier, that this has been deliberated on last week's meeting. You were caught sleeping on the top. The train has passed. And now you want to come in today's meeting with a different agenda. And ufuna ukuzilungisa. We can't allow
that. Point of order, Chair.
There's an element of...
Chair, point of order.
And dragging. Yes, please.
Point of order. On a point of order.
Chair, am I allowed to speak?
Yeah.
Chair, she can't. The honourable member can't insinuate that I was sleeping on duty. She's out of order. You must make a ruling there. Thank you.
Honourable Masipa got cut according to him. So can we move, honourable members? I've made a ruling on this one. We're not going back. Honourable Masipa has proposed.
Chair, my hand has been up for some time. Mm-hmm. I'm still on the floor. There was an order raised, and I was still on the floor. The chairperson has ruled, but I was still on the floor on the matter. She said she had ruled over the matter, which I as I was on the floor, I was supposed to conclude what I was saying.
Please conclude, honorable.
Thank you, chairperson. As I conclude and on the matter that we have ruled, I would like to second the adoption as proposed by Honorable Marshall. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mbabama. Sorry, I didn't recognize your hand earlier. I didn't see. I was just listening to this member. Sorry for that.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chair. Chair, I think we are being very short-sighted here. I think it is totally unfair that we do not listen to what Honorable Masipa has got to say. What we are about here, we are about making a law, and if there is something important as a member that he feels we might have missed, surely we should be giving him a chance to speak. This is about making law. What if he's got a very good point? We are human beings, Che. Sometimes things don't come to us at the relevant time. And now we're going to be talking cliches about people being, the horses being bolted and the train leaving. No, I feel you have been totally unfair. This is about lawmaking. It's not about, closing people's mouths. Let's hear what he's got to say. It could be an important point. You are not doing justice to this bill. You are not doing justice to the thing. Totally.
Not
it is totally unfair. This is about lawmaking. It's not about, I mean, I'm saying you're not going to talk. Don't do an injustice to the people of South Africa, please. Thank you.
Thanks, Honorable Member. Honorable Marco, I'm not going to give you to speak again. I have made a ruling. Lawmaking has got processes, and we followed the processes. I have indicated here that even on this process, if you remember, Honorable Member, if you were there, we have passed without any amendment. And Mem Kasha raised a point when we were doing the registry's amendment bill, and we went back. Now, there are processes and steps to be followed when we do lawmaking. Hence, I'm saying we are at that process that we amended that needs to be considered and adopted, and adopt the A list. So we're not going to open it up. We are done with motion of desirability where clauses can be deliberated upon. Deliberations were done with everybody was afforded an equal chance. Hence, I'm saying those that help us, because all of us here, after every meeting, our researchers come back and said this could have been done this way. And we'll say, but this was overlooked. It has escaped your advice by then. You didn't bring it on time. I can't do much about it. And this is what we must do. Not to come and want to open the processes. Lawmaking has got processes, Honorable Members. The A-list has been seconded, the motion to adopt the A-list. That is how we're going to move forward. I'm not going to open the deliberation on this bill again. No. Can we move forward, Honorable Members?
Yes, please.
Honorable Marshall proposed the adoption of the A-list, and it has been seconded by Honorable Chwete. Can we be helped with the B-bill to move forward on the phytosanitary bill, the B-bill? Taking us through that NGL on this one.
Thank you, Chairperson. May I invite my colleague, Mr. Sofort?
Yeah, we can't hear the person speaking.
Oh, I thought it was only my problem in the message. Pastor Njikela, you were just too far from your microphone. I just had you inviting somebody, I couldn't even get the name, to take us through so that we consider and adopt the bill. You said who?
Personally, my colleague.
Mr. Moshokwa, your line is not clear, and that NGKL if you can get a good spot.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
I'll just find a good spot. We are also on load shedding the site. Is Mr. Moshokwa still on the platform?
Good morning once again, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable members and colleagues. Yes, I am still on the platform. In front of us, we have the B bill. Chapter 1 deals with definitions. There were no amendments to the definitions there. Chapter 2 deals with administration. Section 2 is responsibilities for administration of the Act. The primary responsibility for the administration of this Act lies with the Minister. Section 3 deals with the powers of the Minister. Section 4 prescribes the control measures by the Minister. Section 5 is the designation of the executive office. The minister must designate the director in the department responsible for phytosanitary measures as the executive officer. 6 is the powers of the executive officer as appointed in terms of Section 5. Section 7 deals with orders with regards to the land. There are no amendments thereto. Section 8 is powers of entry, search and inspection and seizure with regards to land. Nine is the establishment of the National Plant Protection Organization of South Africa. 10 is composition of the National Protection Organization. Section 11 is the functions of the National Protection Organization. Then we go to Chapter 3 that deals with imports. Section 12 is regulation of imports. Section 13 is the import of regulated articles. We go to Chapter 4, Section 14, the export of regulated articles. 15 is re-export. We would remember that in terms of the A list, under Section 15, Sub 6, there has been an insertion. Replacement of subsection 5 as to read as subsection 3, and that has been duly amended. Section 16, it's in transit consignment. And then we go to Chapter 5. Section 17 is declaration of regulated pests. Section 18 is compulsory notification of presence of pests. Section 19 is the declaration of quarantine areas. Section 20 is the declaration of pest
free areas.
Must I proceed? Section 22 deals with the assignment of powers. 23 is the right to appeal. Section 24 is the appeal board composition and membership. We would remember that 24.3 has been duly amended by the insertion of subsection 2A instead of subsection 2. Section 25 is the investigation and consideration of by the appeal board. Section 26 is the consideration of appeal by the minister. Section 27 is the preservation of confidentiality. Section 28 is offenses and penalties. Section 29 deals with the liabilities of the employer. Section 30 is the power for the minister to make regulations. Section 31 deals with compensation. Section 32 is assistance and cooperation. Section 33 is the limitation of liability. 34 is the provision that binds the state. Section 35 is the application of international agreements. 36 is transitional provisions. And 37 is the repeal of laws that this bill seeks to repeal. And the last section is section 38, the short time claim commencement. And we've got the schedules. Thank you very much. That is the B bill as adopted. Thank you.
Thank you, Ntate Moshokwa. Honorable members, I put before you the B bill for the phytosanitary bill for your consideration and adoption. Any member for adoption?
Thank you, Chair. I rise on the propose the adoption of the bill, Chair.
Honorable Chair proposes that we adopt. Honorable Ma.
I stand to second the move for the adoption of the bill.
Thanks, Honorable Masha. The bill for phytosanitary bill has been adopted. Can we then have the committee report? Secretariat? Honorable Master, hello, anyway. Honorable members, this is the report of the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development on the Planned Health Phytosanitary Bill, Bill 14, 2021, dated 5 December 2023. The Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, having considered the subject matter on the Planned Health Phytosanitary Bill, as stated, referred to it classified by the joint checking mechanism as Section 76 bill, reports the bill with amendments as follows. On introduction, the Plant Health Phytosanitary Bill, hereinafter referred to as the bill, was referred to the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development on the 29 July 2021 for consideration and report to the National Assembly as a seat on those dates, and the bill was classified by the joint checking mechanism as a Section 76 bill. The Plant Health Phytosanitary Bill seeks to address the weaknesses in the phytosanitary regulatory system of South Africa by repealing the Agricultural Pest Act number 36 of 1983. The bill provides for phytosanitary measures to prevent the introduction, establishment, and spread of regulated pests in order to safeguard South African agriculture and plant natural resources. The new phytosanitary measures will in turn support safe and fair international and domestic trade, maintenance of current export markets and establishment of new markets, crop production, food security programs, economic growth, and development and job creation. On processing of the bill by the committee was briefed by the bill by the department on the 19 May 2023. The committee advertised the bill, inviting members of the public and stakeholders or interested parties to submit written comments on the 23rd June to 21st July 2023. No written submissions were received. The committee held deliberations of the bill on the bill on the 24th November 2023 and further deliberated as well as adopted a motion of desirability for the bill on the 1st December 2023. The 5th December, the committee considered proposed amendments and adopted the bill 14B 2021 and this report. The recommendations are that the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture and Reform and Rural Development having considered the Plant Health Phytosanitary Bill 14/2021, National Assembly Section 76 referred to it and classified by the Joint Checking Mechanism as a Section 76 bill, recommends that the House adopts the bill with the following amendments: Clause 15(6) on page 12, in line with 48, to omit 5 and substitute 3. Clause 24(3) on page 14, in line 35, to omit 2 and substitute 2A. Honorable members, I'm putting this committee report on the phytosanitary bill for your consideration and adoption. Any member to adopt this report, the committee report? Honorable Masho.
Yeah, Chair, thank you very much. I stand to move for the adoption of this report. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Masho. Any seconder? Second,
yes, ma'am. The person is straight here. I second the document.
Thank you, Honorable Trete. The committee report on the bill has been considered. We then move to consideration adoption of the Deeds Registries Amendment Bill and the committee report on the bill. Trete, can we be... The bill be flighted. Taking us on this one, legal.
Good morning once again. It's Moshuka here again, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, colleagues. This is the Disregistries Amendment Bill. There were no proposed amendments to the bill. I'll just take you through the bill as is. Section 1 deals with the appointment of the Chief Registrar, Deputy Chief Registrar, and the Assistant Registrar of Deeds. Two deals with the appointment of the chief registrar, 2B, the chief registrar of deeds, 2C, the duties, section 3, amends, section 3 of the Principal Act, section 4, amends section 7 of the Principal Act, section 5, amends section 9 of the Principal Act, section 6, amends section 10 of the Principal Act, 7, amends section 18, section 8, amends section 34 of the Principal Act, section 9, amends section 62 of the Principal Act, section 10, amends section 99 of the Principal Act, 11, inserts in the Principal Act after section 99 capital A, section 12, amends section 102 of the Principal Act, and section 13 amends the schedule, and section 14 has the short title. And on page 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15, we've got the schedule to the deeds registry's amendment. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and the Moshoka, honorable members. It's registry's amendment bill before you for your consideration and adoption.
Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Kandegam Babama, I'd like to move for the adoption of the Deeds Registry Act bill. Sorry. Thank you.
Thanks, Honorable Babama. Honorable members, Honorable Mbababa has moved for the adoption. Do we have any seconder?
Honorable Mashu seconding.
Bill has been seconded for adoption by Honorable Mashu. Can we have the committee report?
Richard, can you see the report?
Maybe the chairperson is sleeping also.
They did. I can see that, and I'm reading. I didn't see. I'm muted. I'm so sorry because I'm also on the way to work now.
Sorry, honorable members. Now I'm reading on my side. I didn't realize that I'm muted. This is a report of the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development on the Deeds Registries Amendment Bill dated the 5th December 2023. The Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development having considered the subject matter of the Deeds Registries Amendment Bill. They refer to it and classify by the joint tenure mechanism as Section 75 Bill records the bill without amendments as follows. The Deeds Registries Amendment Bill 28 of 2022, herein referred to as the bill, was referred to the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development on the 2nd November 2022 for consideration and report to the National Assembly. The bill classified by the joint taking mechanism as a Section 76 ATC on the 11th November 2022. The Deeds Registries Amendment Bill seeks to amend the Deeds Registries Act of 1937 to improve application and implementation of the Act by streamlining certain administrative provisions, providing for the recorder of land tenure rights, further regulating the powers of the Minister and the Deeds Regulation Board, as well as the Board's composition, extending the application of waivers of preference, and introducing further punitive measures regarding deviant conduct. Now, on the processing of the bill, the committee was briefed about the bill by the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development on the 19th May 2023. Committee advertised bill inviting members of the public and stakeholders or interested parties to submit written comments from 23rd June to 21st July. The committee received only one submission, which requested the committee to consider issuing the title Deeds Communities or Individuals in Communal Areas of South Africa. The committee held deliberations on the bill on the 17th November 2023 and further deliberated and adopted a motion of desirability on the 1st of December 2023. On the 5th December, the committee considered and adopted this report. During the deliberations, the committee noted that the bill introduces, amongst other issues, the recorder of land tenure rights lawfully issued by the government or any other authority. Such records will be kept by the Deeds Registry to ensure a tenure certainty. Given that there is no legislation to facilitate the recorder of land tenure rights, clauses 3A, 6B, 12G, and 12G and 13 will remain in abeyance until a comprehensive communal land tenure legislation is passed. The clauses referred to will come into operation on a date to be determined by the President by proclamation in the Gazette. The committee asks the Minister to speed up development of the Communal Land Tenure Bill or any other legislation that will provide for mechanisms to facilitate recorder of land tenure rights. Recommendations. The Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, having considered the Deeds Registry Amendment Bill B28 of 2022, National Assembly take that Section 75, referred to it and classified by the joint taking mechanisms as a Section 75 bill, recommends that the House adopt the bill without amendments. Honorable members, I put before you the committee report on the registry amendment bill before you for your consideration and adoption. Any member for adoption of the report?
Yes, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Chair.
The person I read to propose the adoption of the report, to adopt the report as it is and with the recommendation. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. Any seconder, Honorable Members? Honorable Chair proposes that we adopt this report.
Honorable Matthew Sekondi.
My Honorable Maso, the report is duly adopted. We're moving to the item of consideration and adoption of the committee outstanding minutes, Honorable Members. Can we have the minutes of the 21st November? We can release the legal team and those that are not involved in these ones now. So thank you, Gail, and your team.
Thank you, Chair.
Chair?
Honorable Mbabama here.
Yes, Honorable Mbabama.
May I please be excused? I'm speaking in the House.
All right, no chance. Thanks, ma'am.
Thank you. All the best.
Honorable members, Honorable Chanda, if I am right, you must take over. I am also on the way to the office now. Should be arriving any time soon. Honorable members, before you, the committee meeting of the 21st November that has been circulated, we are on page one. That is apologies indicated and the attendance register there. Can we move the secretariat on page one? I'm also on my way to the House. That's your attendance register, page two. Opening and welcome summary of proceedings and response by direct of the input of the legal team on the National House of Traditional Press and Leaders. Let's move. Our member has got this minutes. Page three. Those are the committee deliberations on number three. For the consideration of the proposed amendment, the A list of the Pedal Bill, the committee resolutions, consideration and adoption of the committee draft minutes were also there. And the meeting agenda at 12:15. Do we have any corrections on this minute? Hands, can we move for adoption of the minutes of the portfolio committee of the 21st November 2023?
My hands is up. I'm moving for the adoption of the minutes.
Honorable Masha moved. Any seconder?
Just
seconded. Can we then move to the minutes of the 23rd?
Is there anything wrong? We're all quiet.
Honorable Chetta?
Honorable Chetta?
Yes, Mama.
Are you there?
Yes, we are reading them.
Can we get a mover for adoption of the minutes, honorable members? 23 November.
Chairperson.
Honorable Marshall moved. Any seconder?
I second the adoption, Chair.
I second that. Let's get another set of minutes, honorable members, the 24th November.
Page 1, attendance, committee members, which has moved from my screen. Right. It's coming and going. Can you please share those minutes? Each one move up. Page 2. This was the attendance register on page 1. Opening welcome and apologies. Briefing by Dalright on the blind health bill. Thank you, Ministry. Remove. Then briefing, let's move. Into deliberations. This process by the government for concluding remarks, and there was an adjournment. Any corrections on those? None? Any mover for adoption of the minutes of the 24th?
The minutes of the 24th being I stand to move for the adoption of those minutes of the 24th. Thank you.
Honorable Mafra moved for adoption. Any seconder? Can we have a second, honorable member?
Sorry, Chairperson, my hand is up.
Honorable Masipa?
Chair, I move to second the adoption of the minutes as presented. Thank you.
Thanks, honorable Masipa. Second that. The minutes of the 28th. We're moving on page 1. All right, we move. Consideration and adoption of the committee report on the federal bill. So, we meeting with the delegation from the People's Republic of China move. Page 4. Joint at 12:15. Do we have corrections on this one, honorable member? No hands. Can we then move for adoption of this minute for the 28th? Any mover?
Chair will move for the adoption of the minutes.
Simasho moves. Any seconder? Seconder for the minute to be adopted. Honorable members, can I get a mover for seconding the minutes? I'm aware that the National Assembly has started. Can we just conclude the business of today?
Yes, almost.
Honorable Chwete?
Seconded. I second.
Honorable Chwete has seconded. The minutes of the 1st December 2023. Page 1. Let's move, Secretariat. We all have to be in the assembly now. It's true. Three. All right, the meeting adjourned at 9:41. Any corrections on this one, honorable member? And can I have a mover for adoption of the minutes of the 1st December 2023?
I
hear. Honorable Chwete moves. Any seconder?
Honorable Matthew second.
Honorable Matthew seconded. All the bunch of minutes has been duly adopted, honorable members. The last item will be tabling of the portfolio committee annual reports for consideration in the next term, 2024. We have that report flighted, honorable members. This is a report of the activities of this portfolio committee for the whole year of 2023. It has been circulated to your good selves. The request, honorable members, is that we read through this report and we will consider it in the next term of 2024. Is the report here? Not the bill. Can we have the report that I'm tabling, Secretariat? I have the report, Secretariat, to table before the members. Honorable members, this is the annual report on the activities of the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform, and Rural Development from January to December 2023. Like I've said, it has been circulated, but we're tabling it before your good selves just to go through it during your recess so that it can be considered in the next term of 2024. Are we in agreement, honorable members, that we table this report for consideration in the next term?
Yes, Chair, I stand to second the move that it be considered in the second term, in the next term.
Honorable Marshall moves.
Seconded, Chair.
Seconded. We will consider this report, honorable members, in the next term of 2024. Let me take the opportunity to really thank you for today and allowing me to chair this meeting. And we really apologize because your attention is divided. We are now in the house sitting. And let me wish everybody, honorable members, according to the words of the chairperson of this portfolio, Ntate Mandela, he wishes everybody joyful, festive, and we must really take care of ourselves and make sure that we meet in the next term of 2024, being sound and fit. Happy holidays to everybody. This is the last meeting for this portfolio committee in 2023. The meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
Enjoy the festive.
Honorable Masipa, sorry.
Hey, these people, they just want to go on festive, Chair. I don't know. Chair, just a quick one. None of these reports are going to be presented before Parliament, before we rise, eh? I hope so.
We are on the last lap of this for this week. If they are not there by tomorrow, no. We can't. So it's impossible, like you said.
Okay. Just, because we might also, you know, be pushed with time of being ready and getting caucus.
Yes. Okay. No, thanks, bro. Thank you.